A special committee that's working to identify ways to improve relations between the police and the community in Springfield, Massachusetts, is soliciting residents' opinions through an online survey. The Springfield Police Community Relations Committee has asked people who've attended its listening sessions around the city to complete the survey. Now it is available online in an effort to collect data from a larger number of city residents, according to a statement from committee chairman and city councilor Tom Ash. Questions on the survey, available through Survey Planet, include how residents feel generally about safety in the city and specifically about crime in their own neighborhoods. There are also questions about interactions people have had with police officers. City Council President Orlando Ramos announced the creation of the 15-member committee in February.
Our goal is to identify ways that we can strengthen the relationship between the police department and the community of the city of Springfield. These men and women will hold meetings across the city, speak to residents, speak to law enforcement, and make recommendations to the full council and to the mayor's administration as to how we can accomplish that goal.
The committee was appointed in the aftermath of two high-profile cases that raised questions about how police misconduct is investigated and punished. Ramos said he's looking for recommendations from the committee that will create policy or legislation the council can act on.
Well, I think the police department, the commissioner, the mayor, they've done some great things. You know, they have they made some great efforts into how they can keep a good relationship between the police department and the city. However, this is something, you know, that you can never get enough of. We want to do whatever we can as the legislative branch of the city of Springfield to help strengthen that relationship.
The ad hoc panel is made up of two city councilors, one resident from each of the city's eight wards, and one appointee each by the Hamden District Attorney, Springfield Police Union, and the Springfield chapter of the NAACP. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sardo and Police Commissioner John Barbieri declined to appoint representatives to the committee.
My concern is that it's that there's some politics involved. And again, you know, I'm an apolitical person. My goal is public safety. I'm going to do my best to walk down that middle road and provide the service, the citizens of Springfield, the best public service they can possibly have.
Barbieri said the department is already pursuing a strategy to improve community relations.
We do exhaustive outreach to our communities with our beat management meetings. We meet in every sector at least once a month. We do 911 call-outs, reverse call-outs in English and Spanish to invite people to the meetings. And then we talk about every piece of crime that's occurred in that neighborhood. And we've gone with crimereports.com, where you can look at crime and quality of life issues in your neighborhood online. You can give text-to-tip information right there from your computer. So again, you know, we certainly want to involve the community, and I'm certainly open to conversations about response.
The committee's survey will be available online for a 30-day period that began on September 11th. Participation is anonymous. Ramos, in a press release announcing the online questionnaire, said the committee encourages all residents of Springfield to complete the survey. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.